Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've discussed freedom of speech and homeschooling, and you're still welcome to call in if you have any questions about homeschooling. We talked about some of the things that you're not supposed to say to homeschooling parents or moms, and really it was more of a list of the questions that homeschooling moms and dads get asked incessantly. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't ask those questions. It just means that, you know, understand that it can be a little frustrating to get the same questions over and over again. But that's just sort of part and parcel of doing something unusual and having people being curious about it. So I don't think it's a bad thing that people are curious about these things. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We do have Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Drew in Des Moines on Skype. Hello, Drew.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I just saved 30% on purse. Whoa. I bought a Spyderco pocket knife.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I saved about $15.
How long did it take for the order to get fulfilled?
Less than one day. It was
for 30%.
It was basically overnight. It was about the time that Bitcoin was around $200, so I think that might have had something to do with it. More people were looking to redeem their Amazon credit to get more Bitcoin.
So what you're referring to is you used SaveItPurse.com to purchase a product on Amazon, in this case a knife, for 30% off by using Bitcoin.
Yep.
Was it your first time?
No, I've done, I think, six now.
Awesome.
About six.
So you are a return happy customer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like to hear. So what else were you calling about tonight besides that?
Well, when I hear people talk about homeschool, like, the first two things that usually come to my mind are, one was already mentioned, was what do you do all day, but I think that one, it's pretty obvious you're schooling your child at home. You guys already talked about that. The other thing that I don't think I heard mentioned in the story was I know what I've heard other people say is, well, what makes you think that you're going to be a better teacher than someone who went to school to be a teacher and got a teaching degree?
Well, I guess the question
that's a good question.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is in the area of magical thinking. What do you expect from, say, elementary, you know, kindergarten through sixth grade? What do you expect the teachers to teach your kid?
Hello?
Can you?
Oh, you know what? We're having an internet dropout right now, Mark. I'm sorry that Drew is unable to respond to your question.
Yeah, so I'm going to answer the question. You want your kid to be able to do basic math skills, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. You want them to be able to read, write, get work on, they're beginning to compose sentences and paragraphs and things like that. And other than that, that's basically what you're looking for from your kid. There may be certain sort of social studies aspects to it, but I think that, for me, that's the easiest part, right? Like, I'm going to talk to my son about social issues anyway, so, no problem there. The issues are really the reading, writing, and arithmetic ones, and who can't teach these things? Kids' minds are like sponges. We were having a little bit of trouble with math, right? Like, I thought, it'll be easy. We'll just use coins. And that didn't really work out the way that I'd hoped. So my wife went on the internet. She starts looking around. She found a set of books called, I think it's The Life of Fred. And Jack, rather being told stories about math, immediately picks it up. Within a couple of weeks, he's doing better with math than he has with me spending any time with him as far as coins and that sort of thing. So you know, ultimately, I've just got to say that it's not that difficult when you're talking about up to sixth grade. Now, that is the only thing that I've asked for, really, to my own mind, is from kindergarten through sixth grade, I believe that my son will be, prepared. Now, from what I understand in the reading, in the course reading I've done, some of the things I've looked at, is that kids don't learn that much in middle school. That it's just that sort of age where they're just not integrating ideas or something like that. I don't know what that means. It's something that I maybe it's school and not homeschools. I don't know what occurs there. But when it comes to middle school, I have no intention of sending my son to middle school. But remember, this is family-directed learning. So if he decides for whatever reason he's desperate to go to school, then we can talk about going to school. But at this point, he sees the benefits. Because learning's important, but so is brain chemistry. And kids that don't get enough sleep, which a lot of kids aren't, they're getting up at so
six,
early in
the morning. 5? What time do they have to get up to go to school these days?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I know when I was a kid, my mother was she was having me get dressed, and then I'd go back to sleep because we'd have to drive into town to take me to school, and then I'd stay.
This is one of the worst parts about going to school, I think. I mean, besides all the bad things that happen at school, is the getting up to actually go to school. I don't know if we have Drew back, but we've had some major internet outage here for the last couple minutes here on Free Talk Live. Drew, do we still have you? No, I think we've lost Drew.
See, you're such a big fan of Skype, but sometimes
it's not Skype's fault if your internet fails completely.
Yes, but it's not Skype's fault. It is, however, your fault for relying on the internet when I've never heard a phone line drop out.
Sure, that happens too. Copper, come on, man. Cell phones,
cell phones.
Calls drop
I'm talking
all the
about
time.
Copper.
Yeah, okay, well, in that case, we've actually had, the network has had total phone outages.
Yeah, I guess that does happen now and then. But that has less to do with the copper and more to do with the network, and we could still give out the phone lines here that comes to the studio hardwired in.
Yeah, actually, our phone lines here are voice over IP, so okay. You can't call those right now.
Because the internet has dropped out.
There's one landline that that you can call on, but actually that's what the ones the feds, the federal prisoners call us on
all the time.
So, actually, I think we got Drew back here. He just called back in via Skype. Drew, I don't know how much of that you heard that Mark was explaining, but your comments. Go ahead. Drew, going once, going twice. All right. Apparently, even though he was able to call back, he was not able to speak to us.
Yeah.
So, Mark, was there more that you wanted to say on that topic?
On homeschooling? I'm not worried. Okay. Look, I was a teacher's aide in government high school, and that meant that, I was in Algebra 1 class. The teacher there decided that I would be his aide. I didn't even ask to do this. He just, picked the biggest sucker, I think, and said that, hey, can you, take care of this? And so basically, I graded tests and graded homework and things like that. He did two classes. He did Algebra 1, which I was in as a freshman, and then he did Consumer Math. The highest grade, the highest math that you had to pass in order to get a high school diploma from the state of Florida was Consumer Math. So I saw the highest grade, grade that you had to get in order to get a high school diploma. And that was, there was no algebra. It was addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. The kind of stuff that I was working on in sixth grade. This was real sort of Jethro Bodine, Beverly Hillbillies kind of math. Nothing to it. And this was the highest grade you needed to complete to get a high school diploma. Now, in order to get the Florida Academic Scholarship, which you were awarded, I believe, Ian, and I think I was eligible for it too, but never went to college, went to prison instead. You had to have either algebra, or geometry, or something like that.
I think we do have Drew back now. Final attempt here. Drew, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead quickly with your thoughts.
Yeah, I heard some of what Mark was talking about of the going to school and the kids together, and sort of my experience was I was in a private school basically from preschool through sixth grade. Actually, the sixth grade, I was in a class of six. But I would say I'm 27 now. I would say I learned probably more in those 6 years of private school than I learned all the rest in the public school, graduating from high school into public school. And I thank my parents a lot for sending me. And basically what I learned in the private school was how to learn. And
awesome.
Just the ways they taught me were much better than anything.
Thanks for your diligence tonight trying to get back on with us,
yep.
Drew. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, if you want to join us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can join us on the radio waves by dialing toll-free. The number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have other things to talk about besides homeschooling tonight, including yet another restriction on classic free speech. And that classic free speech I'm referring to is speech on public property, specifically speech in traditional public forums like government property, like, you know, the courthouse steps, for instance, the sidewalk. Now, the sidewalk hasn't been cracked down on in Washington, D.C. in front of the Supreme Court, but there's been a court decision that has decided, now not the Supreme Court, but a district court of the federal type, has District Court of Appeals, has decided that there will be no more protesting. There will be no more free speech on the Supreme Court steps. And if you want
a state Supreme or federal Supreme?
Federal.
Okay.
If you want an example of one of the most important places to have free speech, it would probably be on the courthouse steps.
Seems like it's there, yeah.
So we're going to get into that. Also, I want you to know about how to protect yourself online, because you have to take the steps to do this. At least when your internet service is working, and ours is having difficulty right now. But if you've got internet, then you can get ProXPN. Whether you have Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, there's support for you. You can download ProXPN, get it installed in just moments. In fact, you can do it right now for free at ProXPN.com. They will encrypt your internet connection, which means your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. And that's valuable because they will sell that information. And if they don't have the information, they can't sell it. And they certainly can't turn it over to the government either. And unlike those other guys offering virtual private networks, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities. They've got more servers than ever, and they accept credit card and Bitcoin. You get 50% off their annual, get 50% off their regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. And that means it can be cheaper than a good cup of coffee every month. ProXPN.com. You can use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Here is the news from the Washington Post. The story came out 2 days ago. The Supreme Court is designated as the ultimate protector of constitutional rights, but the guarantee of protest and free speech apparently ends on the steps to the plaza in front of the court's Grand Marble Temple, according to a unanimous federal appeals court panel on Friday. Demonstrators are allowed on the sidewalk in front of the court, but not any closer to the famous portico promising so-called equal justice under law. Three judges of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit decided. The fight over where protesters get to protest has been going on for years. An appeals court judge, upheld the 1949 law that forbids demonstrations on the grounds of the high court on the premise that protests at the court's doorstep might lead to the perception that the justices are swayed by vox populi rather than by the diktats of the law. Now, apparently...
Well, they are.
What do you mean?
So what's obvious, and I've seen it recently, I believe it was Judge Kennedy referring to the gay marriage ruling, and there was a ruling similar to that previously. But let's use the Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education debacle thing. There was a time when the Supreme Court of the United States said that separate but equal, meaning that, water fountains and bathrooms and entrances for black people, as long as them being separate, as long as, you know, they were equal, that was fine. And then, some decades later, said that separate was not equal, and that everything, you know, that there had to be integration, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
These two rulings are sort of in opposition to each other. At one point, the Supreme Court, who is supposed to interpret the Constitution, the law, the highest law in the land, views the law in one way, and then they view it in another. Because they are swayed by Vox Populi, and that's the voice of the people. I think it was with the gay marriage thing, but I'm trying to remember exactly which case it was. But Judge Kennedy recently, regarding gays or something, maybe it was gays in the military, I think that's what it was on, was basically saying that, look, the preferences of Americans have changed. Now, you know, gay people should have the same rights as straight people. Well, fine. I don't disagree with your statement, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution.
Mm.
You see, the Constitution would treat people fairly at any point, and that would mean that, you know, the judges weren't swayed by Vox Populi. But he's basically admitting that they were.
Well, so in this case, they're using that as the excuse to say there will be no more free speech. The idea is that, well, if we just let these people have their free speech on the courthouse steps, then there could be a presumption. People might see that as swaying these justices.
Hmm.
Whereas if they are protesting elsewhere, that apparently won't have the same effect. If they're on the courthouse steps, then that means more or whatever. It's ridiculous.
I would imagine the justices don't exactly mount the courthouse steps on a day-to-day basis.
You think they go in the back door?
I imagine they go in the back door. I imagine they have meals served to them inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they leave. They may very well have black cars with drivers that take them.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know that.
I don't know what the specifics are. Some of them, you know, certainly may drive to work.
U.S. Circuit Judge Srinivasan wrote this, quote, allowing demonstrations directed at the court on the court's own front terrace would tend to yield the opposite impression, that of a court engaged with and potentially vulnerable to outside entreaties by the public. Now, this is a circuit judge who actually argued often before the court as a lawyer and is sometimes mentioned as a future Supreme Court justice. On days when controversial cases are argued and decided, the 50-foot-wide sidewalks surrounding the court are filled with chanting, flag-waving, bullhorn-toting protesters of all stripes.
Just your kind of people, Ian.
The Supreme Court itself in 1983 ruled that these sidewalks are open for protests. But demonstrators are not allowed any closer. The court, in its 1983 decision, did not address the protest restrictions on the court's grounds, which include the 252-by-98-foot oval marble plaza with its fountains, benches, flagpoles, and steps.
It'd be nice if it had a beach, too.
Leading to the court's iconic 6-ton bronze doors. Critics have found the no-speech zone around the Supreme Court ironic, if not hypocritical. The current court considers itself a fierce protector of political speech, knocking down restrictions on corporate spending on elections, for instance. The justices also struck a Massachusetts law that limited speech around abortion clinics. But their courthouse is being protected by the appeals court. In this case, again, this case has not yet gone to the Supremes themselves. In 2010, because of security concerns, the court said the public was so-called no longer allowed to enter through the massive front doors. Visitors must now go through security checkpoints on the ground floor, although they may exit via the court's front porch.
Yeah, it'd be neat to pass through those doors.
I didn't even know about that.
No, I don't know much about it either.
You can share your thoughts here. There's more to say about this decision. No free speech allowed on courthouse grounds. Does anybody actually agree with that decision? 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle front rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, live Sunday edition here for you. In the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. They're all totally free. Now, Keenvention is coming up. It is happening in literally 2 months from today. It's going to be the 30th of October through November 1st, so Halloween weekend, and Halloween this year is actually on a Saturday night, so it'll be right there in the middle of Keenvention. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to be having the Halloween costume dance party. Our very own Derek J. Freeman is going to be coming back from San Francisco to join us for that, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, great panel discussions are expected, everything from how to create your own media to the cop block panel. And a legislative panels. So we've got all kinds of, we've got like almost a dozen panels that are lined up. You can go and learn about those at keenvention.info. We've got three great keynote speakers lined up, including our very own Chris Cantwell, Chris Reitman, the Oath Keeper, who we've had on the show a couple of times. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. And Chris Cantwell, as well as Gerald W. Perry, going to be speaking as keynote addresses at this year's Keenvention. It's an activist convention that focuses on the New Hampshire-based activism that we talk so much about on occasion here on Free Talk Live. A lot of the names you've heard behind microphones on this show and a lot of the people we've talked to and about, like Dave Ridley. A lot of these people have come to Keenvention over the years, and I can't promise Dave's going to be at this one, but there are going to be a number of people who are, who hopefully you'll want to meet if you've been paying any attention at all to what goes on up here in New Hampshire. If you're considering making a move here as part of the Free State Project, this is a perfect opportunity to check out Keene and the surrounding area. Keenvention's a great little time. It's an intimate convention, which means you get to meet everybody. There's probably going to be no more than 100 or so people there throughout the entire weekend, so if there's been somebody you've been wanting to meet, whether it's Chris Cantwell or whoever, they're going to be there. So go and learn about who's speaking thus far. We haven't made all of the speaker announcements quite yet, but you can go and get your tickets for $60 for the entire weekend or Bitcoin equivalent. So go to keenvention.info to learn more. That's keenvention.info. And, of course, there's a Facebook page and a Facebook event and all that kind of stuff. Keenvention.info. As we go back to the story here from the Washington Post about the Supreme Court, apparently, now this is news to me. I don't live in D.C., so I don't know what all the various restrictions on free speech they have in this place. And I don't want to live in D.C., but apparently there's a 1949 law that forbid demonstrations on the grounds of the high court, and this has now been upheld. Here we are in 2015, and this law has now been upheld by the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals, federal court. More from the story. In 1949, they made it unlawful to, quote, parade, stand, or move in processions or assemblages in the Supreme Court building or grounds, or to display in the building and grounds a flag, banner, or device designed or adapted to bring into public notice a party, organization, or movement. So you can't do any kind of protesting or outreach whatsoever within the Supreme Court grounds or inside the building. In 2013, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell struck down the restrictions, writing in a 68-page opinion, quote, "It cannot possibly be consistent with the First Amendment for the government to so broadly prohibit expression in virtually any form in front of a courthouse, even the Supreme Court," he wrote. Within days, the Supreme Court instituted its own rules that essentially kept the restrictions in place, and the legal fight has continued. Now,
the Supreme Court issued rules that kept the restrictions in place. So the Supreme Court will rule on whether or not people can protest at a courthouse, in like a county or city courthouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to their courthouse, they've got special rules.
Well, I don't know what the Supreme Court would think about other court prohibitions. So
seems to me, when you think about courts, and this is precedent is important when you're looking at English common law upon which the U.S. Judicial system is based, that the courthouse is a place of protest. And
it seems like a traditional public forum, which would mean it should be a place for that kind of thing.
And I've got to say that it seems hypocritical for the Supreme Court to, because I didn't hear, they tend to stay as silent as they possibly can.
Right.
Then their ruling kind of showed where they were on this. Now, I don't know when it was. When was that ruling?
So we're talking about, there's different time frames here. There's the 1949 federal statute that makes it illegal.
That's a federal statute written by legislators.
Right. The 2013 judge at the district level struck down that statute.
Yep.
Now, the appeals court for the District of Columbia has reversed.
Right.
So the Supreme Court hasn't actually weighed in on this except to institute their own rules that have kept the restrictions in place.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, but there hasn't been an actual ruling in a case yet. And whether this is going to be appealed to that Supreme Court also remains to be seen.
It seems pretty likely that a court that would make the rules that you can't protest at it would also rule that you cannot protest at it, right?
I suspect you're right about that, which is why I don't know if they're going to bother appealing this. Howell was considering a challenge, this is the judge, brought by Harold Hodge of Southern Maryland, who was arrested in January of 2011 for standing on the plaza wearing a 3x2-foot sign that read, quote, "The U.S. government allows police to illegally murder and brutalize African Americans and Hispanic people," unquote. Hodge was represented by the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit civil liberties group that denounced Friday's ruling. John Whitehead, the head of the Rutherford Institute, they do great work there, by the way, at Rutherford. They do a lot of real civil liberties kind of work and protecting religious liberties as well. He said this: if citizens cannot stand out in the open and voice their disapproval of their government, its representatives, and its policies without fearing prosecution, then the First Amendment is little more than window dressing on a store window.
Yeah.
Pretty to look at, but serving little real purpose. He continued saying that through a series of carefully crafted legislative steps and politically expedient court rulings, government officials have managed to disembowel this fundamental freedom.
I'm of the opinion that the Bill of Rights has been eroded over time anyway.
No doubt, but the freedom of speech has been one of the tougher ones to erode. I mean, they still have to play to that one. They still have to, in order to have the semblance
it's
of a free country,
people can understand it.
Yeah, in order to have the semblance of a free country that people, you know, they want people to believe this about America, and I think fewer and fewer people are believing this as time goes on.
I don't think people have much value for it, because you know what they understand is that if they can go after free speech, then they can go after people that disagree with them. That they don't understand
right.
that it's unpopular speech that needs to be protected in the first place. That's what free speech is. It's unpopular speech.
Exactly. And you should be able to say those unpopular things in places in which you can be seen, which is sort of one of the historic uses for public property, these traditional public forums. Traditional public forums include places like the sidewalk. It includes places like government parks and also government buildings. These are classic traditional public forums where people have historically been able to express themselves. And if you take away the Supreme Court, one of the longest running traditional public forums, then that is just a first in an opening salvo of various different attacks that you can expect to come. Oh, well, so what they'll say is, in their next argument to restrict freedom of speech in, let's say, in front of your city hall, the argument will be, well, the federal government has upheld this ruling by the court that says that you can't speak in front of the Supreme Court, so therefore now you can't speak in front of City Hall. So therefore now you can't speak on the sidewalk. So therefore now it just goes from there. They'll always use the latest destruction of freedom as their excuse for the next one.
It makes but what you say makes perfectly good sense to me. And I'd also ask people if they support this. And I can't imagine anybody. If you support the idea that protesters should be kept off the steps of the Supreme Court, then please give us a call at 855-450-FREE and articulate to me why that is. Because at this point, I don't get it. However, I would wonder to myself is where do you relevantly protest, say, a Supreme Court ruling? Not to say that it's very effectual to
protest is generally ineffectual, but it's a way for people to express themselves.
But where are you? If a Supreme Court rules in a way that you disagree with, where are you supposed to protest that?
Right now, they'll let you do it on the sidewalk, out front.
Yeah, nice.
Not on the property. 855-450-FREE. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us.
Lots of places don't let you protest on the sidewalk too.
855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but we've got enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, you can. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do it 7 nights a week. So you don't have to miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Even if you miss us on the radio, you can always go down to freetalklive.com and download archives. You can watch us live on the webcam when our internet connection's working, and it supposedly is now. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Lots of features, all totally free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, a lot of them want to charge you for their websites. We do it free. Let's go to the phones for the fun. Brian, listening in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian. Brian in Des Moines. Hey there.
Me and Matt. How's it going?
We got you. Go ahead, sir.
All right. So me and Mom, we have talked about having our children homeschooled. And, you know, both of us, we both have to work. Mom carries the insurance because it's too expensive for me to buy for my job. But we were wondering, like, did you have somebody else homeschool your child, or is that, or does the parent have to homeschool that child?
I would say that first off, you know, the rules vary from state to state, and you would have to get a hold of a local homeschool group in your area to find out the actual answers to your questions. But there are things called, you know, homeschool co-ops out there where you cooperate with other homeschoolers in the area. Most areas that I've found have homeschooling groups. So we've, you know, traveled a few different places, and when we go there, we find the homeschooling group, we hang out with those people. And so there, you know, you can, for instance, if one parent's particularly good at teaching math or something, then they'll do the math teaching and then trade with a parent who does, you know, education on music or something like that.
But if parents are too busy to, you know, donate time, do they donate money instead?
I can't answer how these things go, but
so you've never done that.
And money. Well, we have given parents compensation for, you know, watching our kid and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Sure.
So that's an option. So, yeah, look into local homeschooling groups, Brian. That might be a good starting point to really kind of connect with some people and find out how they do it. Because I imagine there are other parents who are in your exact circumstance.
But what you're talking about is basically a homeschool co-op. And, yes, that exists.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
No. That's all. It's been on our mind for probably the last 6 months. And I'm starting to hear more people talking about it. And doing it, and we thought about doing it, but it's so hard for, like I said, she carries the insurance because it's cheaper through her than yep. it is for me, and both of us can't quit our jobs. Because
yeah. If you can figure out a way to make this work, I think it'd be a really good thing. I mean, everybody that we've ever talked to who's been homeschooled has been so grateful for the fact that they didn't have to go to these government schools. So if you can make this work, I say it's worth the effort.
And what's made you want to get your kid out of government school?
Like my daughter, she's 7, and you know, she'll get up and just walk out of school because she's tired of, and this comes out of a 7-year-old's mouth. She says, I'm tired of having to wait on other people that don't understand our math and stuff. So
yeah.
She'll leave. She's like, and I'm like, what do you mean? And she says, Dad, I don't have a problem with everybody. But she says it's kids that come from other countries that don't understand our system that put me on the back burner of my education, and I have to sit and wait for them because they don't understand anything.
Well, a lot of times people from other countries are actually more interested in education. But it's certainly true that whatever the case is, there are people in a government school class who are the lowest common denominator. They're the slowest learners, whoever they are. And they're the ones that are holding the class back because everybody else who is, you know, is with it, is paying attention, is doing the assignments or whatever, they're ahead and they don't like to wait and they shouldn't have to wait for everybody else to catch up.
And I, like, you know, I went to a small town school where there wasn't any foreign kids in our class. So, I mean, I don't know if being in a small town made a difference versus a big city, but you know, that I looked at my wife and I was like, wow, this is coming from a 7-year-old.
Brian, thanks for your call tonight.
The problem.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, the kids will know because they're the ones that are there every day. Thanks, Brian, for the call. Right. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I think it's important to point out that people from other countries tend to be the ones, like India, for instance, and Asia, tend to be the ones who are being the engineers in the governments, you know, that go through the schooling to be engineers and, like, really, really brilliant.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, oftentimes immigrants have the motivation to do better. Sometimes their children don't because they don't know what it's like in the home country.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, those are just broad swaths. What really is the issue is class size. Because if the teacher didn't have 25 kids but instead had 5 kids, they would be able to separate out the the kids that are slower learners to the ones that are higher learners and that kind of thing. They tried to do that in my private school in the class of 20 kids. The teacher separated us out into 3 different reading groups, and I think this was second grade or third grade, something like that. I think it's scarred me for life being in the middle reading group instead of the highest reading group. But nonetheless, they attempted to do that. My son, he's got a great class size. It's 1 student, 2 teachers.
Boom, that's the best.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. So back to the court steps, where apparently all you're going to be allowed to do is take a picture. According to the Washington Post, the Rutherford Institute had brought a case, and now they have failed, sadly, at the appeals court level, where the appeals court upheld a 1949 law that basically restricts expression, freedom of speech, right there on the courthouse grounds in Washington, D.C. Now, one of the judges said the court is different from Congress, where people have a right to protest for political action. The plaza is designated as an extension of the court, he says, and restrictions on protest there need only be reasonable and viewpoint neutral. There is no suggestion that the law is discriminatory, he said. Quote, demonstrations supporting the court's decision and demonstrations opposing them are equally forbidden in the plaza. This is what he added to that quote. Unless demonstrations are to be freely allowed inside the Supreme Court building itself, a line must be drawn somewhere along the route from the street to the court's front entrance. Among the options, it is fully reasonable for that line to be fixed at the point one leaves the concrete public sidewalk and enters the marble steps to the court's plaza. So what do you think about that, Mark? The argument there being that, well, we certainly can't have people protesting inside the halls of the court. That could be disruptive to the court's operations. So therefore, we can just set that restriction at the sidewalk.
When he says that there's an arbitrary place that you set it, I think that's the best argument. Now, the previous arguments weren't that. I think this is the best argument that the state might be able to make, or whomever might be able to make in this circumstance. Because, yes, you do have to have an arbitrary place where the protest ends. Like, for instance, people cannot be protesting in the jury pool, yeah. Where the jurors sit in a courtroom. Like, there has to be an arbitrary place.
Right. Chanting protesters in a courtroom would probably not, be very good for the trial.
The difficulty with his statement is that what he does, to some extent, by making this ruling, what the Supreme Court does is that it sets a precedent that people can't protest on the steps of the courthouses across America. If you can't protest on the steps of the Supreme Court, then you can't protest on the steps of any court. And many places also have rules against protesting on the sidewalk, and their sidewalks aren't as big and wide as they are out in front of the Supreme Court.
Right. Cities may not have a rule against protesting on sidewalks, but they will have rules like, you can't block the sidewalk, so right. You have to keep moving. You can't just stand there. And that's the way they kind of crack down on protesters without actually having a law that says you can't protest.
So that's the difficulty here is in picking the arbitrary spot that is in front of the steps as opposed to behind the steps. One sets a precedent that is nationwide and likely would be referenced in these bans, because governments don't like protest. When you're going out there and protesting the government oftentimes doesn't like that. Go out in front of the police station and hold a sign that says, the police are a bunch of killers, and see whether your day is good or not, and then go hold a sign the next day or at a different police station and says, I love cops, right? And see how your day goes, because this is, you'll get, in all likelihood, you will get a clear picture that the government dislikes it when you do not like what they do. You don't have to agree with these signs. This is just an experiment I'm talking about. And you will then find, it turns out that when I say things that the government doesn't like, they don't like it. And that's ultimately what this is going to come down to.
The Rutherford Institute head boss man, John Whitehead, noted in his statement the decision could be appealed, and his organization is challenging the restrictions that the Supreme Court implemented on their property, but there was little expectation of success. He said, ironically, it will be the justices of the Supreme Court who will eventually be asked to decide the constitutionality of their own statute in this case, yet they have already made their views on the subject quite clear. So he pretty much knows this is futile, although they may go for it anyway. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check our Facebook and Twitter for all the show prep from tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.